I have a little confession to make. The sweet girl you hear from here is just one side of me. Under this facade lurks a dark and scary villainess. The depths of my wicked schemes run deep. So if you're easily scared, I recommend you close your browser immediately. I have committed such devilish misdeeds, like buying a label maker from Target and taping push stickers on every door handle in the mini mall, even when they were pull handles. And just last night, I went to the park, found a turtle, and I gave it the middle finger. I've even told a bunch of high schoolers that I would buy them box wine. But then, I filled the bag up with Diet Cherry Pepsi instead. I don't even know if they make box wine anymore, because, like, I didn't buy it. I just took it from the back of the cupboard when I visited my parents. You get the hint, baby? I'm bad. Like, real bad. I'm the type to sing dirty limericks about defenseless baby Jesus. And when a song comes on the radio, and there are curse words, I sing those curse words. I don't just get quiet when they come on. I sing them loud and proud. You've got to be careful when inviting me over. We could be having a good time, and then little you know, it was all just a ploy to crush up all of your Doritos. And I could have gotten away with all of this and so much more, if only it weren't for the hero of 4chan. Nobody else had the courage to stand up when I was about to record my latest obscene project. The linchpin of my plot to destroy civilization. A little work titled, I'm Literally Underaged. Please Sex Me Up, Biological Daddy. I haven't heard from the hero, but I know he's out there, being vigilant. Sooner or later, I'd make a mistake, and my plot to destabilize society would be ruined. There is no way for me to go on with such insidious intent, knowing that there's a brave and not in any way loser hero out there.